We don't want to get anyone hurt or scared out of their wits, or crushed by disappointment. See, by the time we reach the middle of the horse pasture, do I dare reveal this? Maybe it'll be all right, but I warn you, it's going to come as a shock. Okay, by the time we so-forthed, the treasure was gone. No kidding, it had evaporized into thin hair. Thin air, I should say. It had evaporized into thin air, leaving us with nothing but sagebrush, bear grass, and spirits that had been crushed by the tubophores and rafters of our fallen dreams. Our treasure had vanished. Perhaps it had been stolen right from under our noses. Had Pete done it? Yes, of course, I should have known. And now, as we stood in the growing twilight, we felt the crushing weight of broken dreams. And suddenly we understood how they must have felt. Those ancient babushkas and Bolonians and Mugwuffians who had sought the elusive treasure and, like us, had seen their dreams collapse like a rickety chicken house around their ears. It was a dark moment for the elite forces of the security division. But not so dark that we couldn't see two hungry, yellow-eyed cannibals staring at us. We saw them very well. Had they beat us to the treasure? No. As Drover had pointed out, they looked hungry. I swallowed down the bitter taste of defeat and turned to my assistant. Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but we have cannibals at 0300. I suggest we go straight into cannibal countermeasures. His teeth were clacking.
What does that mean?
It means... I shot a glance over my shoulder and saw that they were approaching. It means that we're going to deny everything.
You mean about the treasure?
Yes, exactly. We'll deny any knowledge of the treasure. If that doesn't work, we'll deny knowledge of everything else. Us, them, the world, the entire universe. Our story will be that we really don't exist and this is only a movie. The movie's over and it's time for them to go home. What do you think?
I don't think it'll work.
Stop clacking your teeth. You know that annoys me.
I can't help it. I'm scared of coyotes.
So what? Everyone's scared of coyotes. The important thing is to... Is that you clacking again, or is it me?
I think it was you.
Yes. I was saying clacking is a perfectly natural reaction, and it's even good for the digestion.
How could it be good for the digestion? Hey, I'm not clacking anymore. I conquered my fear. Are you proud of me?